Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Right, looking at a couple of hacks for you this morning, and there's a few here in relation to cost and saving money, which I liked, right? So firstly, anything involved with getting something hotter or colder is what's going to be most expensive in the home this winter, right? So when it comes to saving money on laundry, which loads of us do, and loads of choosing the perfect cycle for the washing machine. So this is worth doing. I actually did this recently. Take out the manual, if you still have it, or you can look it up online. There's going to be a consumption chart or a program chart. It breaks down each cycle of your washing machine, how much energy they used. So you can see your energy tariff compared to instant, what's going to work for you. Most of the time, it's an eco wash. They're low and they're slow and they're low in energy and they're long washes. So they use a good bit more water, but it'll be at a cooler temperature, so it'll cost you less. So if you have a dryer that you want to use less, cut down as much as you can. Like now, it's raining a lot more. I had to use it yesterday. Haven't used it in ages. But put things like towels and bedding on a spin, gets rid of 70% of the water, then you only put them in the dryer for less time. She says it's a huge thing to be draft-proofing your house. Someone was in the attic of a house that I was in recently, and they were saying, God, it's so drafty. So they went around filling it with insulated filler. But something you could do for gaps and in windows, doors, anything like that, apart from the insulator you put at the bottom of your door, old tights, don't plan on wearing anymore, use them to block air from going out of any gaps in front doors, separate to a draft excluder. And you can also get draft excluder film, which can be applied to windows using tape. Kitchen. A fridge that's two-thirds full is the one that's going to use the least amount of energy. So if you don't have loads of food in your fridge at all the time, fill it with jugs of water to keep them cool. Because the more stuff you have, the less energy your fridge used. Interesting. Shoes. You have wellies. I had wellies I borrowed for electric picnic. They got really muddy. Clean them off with fairy liquid and water, or a detergent and water, and then put some, sprayed some olive oil on them. And they came up absolutely gleaming. Runners, the experts are saying, stuff them to keep them their shape. After that, detergent like fairy liquid and a good scrub. So one part fairy liquid to 10 parts water. You scrub them with a toothbrush or something else and they come out clean. Another one is the Vanish Stain Bar. Makes a huge difference to material style shoes. And then anything that's suede, they recommend don't go near it with that. Just use a suede brush. And it usually gets rid of a lot of stains. Try and avoid the washing machine if you can with runners, they say. But I don't know about that, lads. I use the washing machine a bit. And it seems grand to mine. Anyway, don't take my word for it. There you go. There's your home hacks. Return next week.